Hi, this is Adam. I can't reach the phone right now, so just leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Adam, it's me. I'm at my parents' house. Mum thinks I should be alone right now. Anyway, look, I'm sorry if I've upset you, but can you just answer the phone, please? I really need to talk to you, and I don't even know why you're ignoring me. It's Emma, by the way. I met Adam when I was 25. I was living in New York at the time and got dragged along to a friend's fancy dress party. I went as Catwoman and he was Prince Charles. We were both out on the balcony smoking and I made some joke about where was Camilla. He said no one else had known he was Prince Charles. They all thought he was Ben Stiller because of his fake big ears. Ignorant Yanks, he said. Hi, it's me again. Will you please talk to me, Adam? I miss you. And I really need you right now. I'm going crazy without you. I saw you the other day, in Selfridges, and you just ignored me. How could you do that to me, Adam? Adam was everything I'd ever wanted in a man. He was good-looking and tall enough so that I could still wear heels, but not too tall that I had to stand on the yellow pages to kiss him. He was kind, smart, and funny. Best of all, he shared my love of pickled eggs. He was perfect. Hi, Adam. It's me again. I'm just calling as you don't seem to be answering any of my texts or emails. Will you just let me know why you're ignoring me? Because if you tell me, I can fix it. I love you, Adam, and I really want this to work. The lady at your office has asked me to stop calling, so I'll try your mobile later. When I moved back to London, Adam came with me. I'd got a promotion and he arranged to transfer to the London office of the company he worked for. After 6 months dating back in New York, we'd fallen for each other completely and were starting to build a life together. Back home in England, we'd found a flat just near Notting Hill, close enough to be a nice area to live, but far enough out that we could actually afford it. Oh, we were so happy back then. Adam, it's Emma again. I'm back in our flat and, well, it just feels wrong that you're not here. I keep expecting you to walk in the door, but you don't. I just want things back to how they were, you know? I can't afford to keep this place on my own. But I guess you don't really care, do you? Do you even think about me at all anymore? Adam proposed to me on fireworks night last year. He said the explosions lit up the sky like I lit up his life. Cheesy, huh? Quite sweet, considering Adam's normally about as poetic as a bank statement. I said yes, obviously, and we started making plans to get married on the 4th of July. We thought it was appropriate given where we'd met. It's like something out of a tacky film, isn't it? No wonder it all went wrong. Adam, why won't you talk to me? Why have you left me here all on my own? We were going to get married, Adam, married! And now you won't even answer my calls? Please, Adam, just give me some sort of sign that you're still here. I don't care if you're with someone else. I just want to talk to you. Last month, we took a trip back to New York to see all our old friends and that, you know. Adam's old flatmate Josh was throwing us a huge party to celebrate our engagement. We got a cab from the hotel. Adam and I had always loved New York taxi drivers. We'd try to outdo each other with crazy taxi driver stories. And the guy that night was particularly mental. God knows how he got his license. Adam, this is the last time I'm going to call you. I've been seeing a counsellor and she says I have to let you go. I don't want to, though. I loved you so, so much, Adam. And you loved me back, didn't you? I just don't know how I'm going to have a life without you in it. I just wish that it was me who died in that crash and not you.